The highlands are it's probably the most remote part of Papua New Guinea, and as the name says, it's mountainous. It's mountainous up to 4,000 meters, and it's beautiful. It's the heart of the country. It's where the highest density forest is. It's fresh air. It's incredible colors, amazing people. And no, it is not easy to get there. As you probably know, there is no road infrastructure that takes you from the capital city, Port Moresby, to Hagen, nor Mendi, nor Tari. So the only way to get there is flying. And once you fly up there, then moving around on infrastructure that requires a bit of love and tender.
And what's it like meeting the people in the rural communities?
They're the most incredible and welcoming people. The Highlands is a large part of the country. And for the purpose of this conversation, I'll focus on two specific provinces of the Highlands, Southern Highlands Province and Hela. And provinces are different per se, and the ones I'm focusing on are the ones that the UN has had a larger presence and footprint since 2018, since the earthquake. So when I speak about the Highlands, this is what I'm referring to at this point for the purpose of this call. The people are amazing, are incredibly welcoming. People that have been for way too long disenfranchised, left on their own devices. People that do feel encouraged, empowered, and emboldened by the possibility of being heard through their voices when we arrive there, when we arrive bringing with us what we symbolize, which is the world.
And you're setting up two offices up in the Highlands. What are your reflections on this? How do you feel about having the opportunity to set up two UN offices?
We first arrived in Hela, in Southern Highlands, in the aftermath of the earthquake, and we had really very limited visibility and presence and recognition as to what the UN is at the time. We didn't have operations because of the remoteness, because of the operational challenges and the security constraints. Over time, our operational presence has spoken to our what we stand for and our neutrality, and that enabled for us to be able to build our own trust and be recognized as partners, truly neutral partners to our communities. Since then, though, we've been operating in and out with interventions that were initially targeting humanitarian needs deriving from the earthquake and from the ongoing conflicts, and moving over time, building on the nexus between humanitarian development linkages into the development space and peace building space. Since 2018, though, we kept on reminding everyone that we were there to stay, and opening the offices in Tari and Mendi symbolizes the fact that the United Nations is up in the Highlands for the longer term. It's, I think, a symbol. It symbolizes our commitment to working with the communities on addressing their development and peace building needs.
And what type of services and what do you hope to achieve from having the two offices up there? Are there particular services that the UN family can provide?
So we have a large program, a joint program that is area-based and focused, that we develop building on the accomplishments and what we were able to achieve in the humanitarian phase of our work. So to start with, in 2018, we were addressing the immediate basic needs around food security, water and sanitation, shelter and protection. But as we were operating, we came to understand the complexity and the challenges related to the highly localized intercommunal conflicts. So we changed our programs and adapted them to be able to, at the same time, address immediate humanitarian needs while supporting indigenous processes of peacemaking and building in development assistance that would ensure that where truces and peace agreements are achieved between communities, then those are sustained over time.
And is this the opening of the offices? Is it a case of building back better or sort of initially building up best?
I think it's building up best. We didn't have a permanent presence to start with. So we've been working and supporting communities building up better in the aftermath of the earthquake, but for us it's building up best. And these are integrated offices. We have 7 UN agencies that are working jointly in that part of the country. And the technical lead is taken by UNDP. We have fundamental partners in these initiatives in UNICEF, UNFPA, UN Women, UNCDF, FAO, all totally committed to bringing peace to the islands.
And also in partnership with the community and the government of Papua New Guinea?
Absolutely. I mean, we have one of probably the best practices in PNG and Hela, where the governor has actually invested $3 million worth of public funding in the UN. So the investments we will bring into Hela are co-financed by the government itself and complemented and topped up by the Peace Building Fund. And we have, hopefully, New Zealand, Korea, and Australia are going to come into the program to support the work that we carry out up there.
And just a general question now to finish off on Papua New Guinea about the future, the next 6 months, your thoughts. Are you optimistic for PNG to pull through COVID in specifically and its related challenges?
It's going to be a very difficult 6 months for the whole world, and PNG, being a developing country, is going to be affected big time from the global slowdown. The world remains largely closed. There is a global recession, and PNG will not be able to protect itself from the economic impact and what this will mean in terms of livelihoods. So it's going to be a difficult 6 months for the world, PNG included. We have been working with all development partners and with the government to, on one side, try our best to contain the spread of COVID. On the other side, to address immediately the secondary impacts of the restrictions that have necessarily been put in place to contain COVID, in terms of impacts on livelihood from our food security perspective, protection perspective, water and sanitation perspective, education perspective. And we are already working with the government and all the government partners into ensuring that the recovery packages and resources available nationally and internationally are best targeting the immediate needs of communities.